This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And let's get right to it. Figure out what the heck happened this week, because it's been a curious combination of the political and the economic. So Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine is with us. Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. They are in our New York studios. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So we had, obviously, the 47%, the speech, the remarks by Governor Romney. Today we had his tax returns. Everybody's talking about that. 14.1% last year is the effective rate that he paid. However, Cardiff, none of that actually affects the economy. It doesn't influence the economy. Is it still the economy, stupid?
In terms of its importance to the campaign and to U.S. politics, I'd say yes, this is a distraction. But I would also say that what Romney said earlier in the week about the 47% still kind of matters, because he really mischaracterized what that group is made up of. And I think that's probably something that's going to stick for a little while. That'll be part of a larger debate about the middle class and about government and welfare state and things like that. So I think it's still the economy, and we need to give it some time, and we'll get back to it.
Interestingly, a big chunk coming up a little bit later in the broadcast on the middle class. But Lee, what do you think? I mean, is it really still the economy, or has that gotten bogged down in peripherals, as it were?
Well, right now it's bogged down in peripherals. I mean, you know, tax and tax policy is increasingly the biggest divide between the parties, and the ideological debate about what kind of president you want to vote for and what you think about the future of this country. It is not what is going to, you know, it's not what's going to get us more jobs next month. It is not what's going to, you know, prevent us from falling off a fiscal cliff. It is not going to help, you know, it's not the immediacy of the urgent things that are facing the economy are not part of the conversation. But, you know, interestingly, I mean, I think historically, when the economy is weak, it does not favor the incumbent, and Obama is not suffering from that. So everything is different right now.
Yeah, but on that, and this is part of why I asked, Cardiff, right? Because if you look at the actual economy, GDP is actually growing. Housing is probably at a bottom. You know, consumer confidence is edging up. I mean, the fact is the economy is not doing terribly, right?
That's right. I mean, the one big exception to everything you just said is unemployment,
yes.
Right? So historically, if you look at it, this level of unemployment would be pretty bad. But if you look at the pace of change rather than absolute level of what's happening, that would seem to favor Obama. So actually, you almost have to just based on those things we talked about, you'd almost have to split it right down the middle. So, yeah, there's a chance that other things are what's going to actually tip or what's going to actually tip this debate. But that doesn't mean you can ignore the economy. And when we get to the debates, I think you'll see it resurface as a major issue.
Well, Lee, speaking of the debates, they're coming up, 3rd of October, I think, is the first one. I'm not positive of that date. But it's on domestic policy. Will they actually talk about the economy? Or are they gonna talk around it, as so much of the conversation has been?
I think they can't not address it, especially, you know, if you think about, you know, if Mitt Romney is going to start talking about his record as a businessman, he has to kind of address exactly what he would do to fix the economy, which he hasn't really done in anything but broad brushstrokes, the very broadest brushstrokes. So I think it'll be a number of things, but I think the economy has to be part of it.
Cardiff, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to come up, and I think we'll probably learn a little bit more about their sort of views on fiscal policy. We'll also, by the way, get a sense of what they think about what the Fed just did. I'm really hoping this comes up, because this is actually something that's been a little bit
come
murky,
on, really?
Even though it's a big deal.
You think that they're – I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, it's going to be a wonky debate to begin with, right? You think they're going to go to the Fed?
I hope so.
I would bet against that. My odds are no Fed speak.
I don't know, right? I mean, it'd be interesting. What do you think about quantitative?